field position or take points off the board when you have chances to make plays. So we didn't play well. You know, obviously at the quarterback position, we can't give the ball to the other team. So that's a growing experience for our guys. There were some plays there to be made. We just didn't make them. And so we'll grow from this. I know we will. And we'll go back to the drawing board and get it back to where it needs to be. But I don't care what level of football you play. You can't turn the ball over as many times as we did today and think you're going to be successful. So, and that being said, there was still a time in that game. We still had a chance to rally back, and then we turned it over again. So we got to grow from this, and we will. And I hate it. I hate it for the guys because I think there's some individual effort and some unit efforts that are guys are doing some good things. But we got to play as a football team, a whole team, and that's what it's going to take as we go down – keep going through this season.
Can you go through what happened to Kaiser and why he came back?
Yeah, Kaiser had a migraine, okay? And obviously he had to be, when you go through those processes, you also check for a concussion. Never was a concussion, but he was checked for one. He had a migraine. He came back. He was fine. He was totally cleared. Everything with him was fine, so that's why I put him back in the game. He's our starting quarterback, deserved to be out there playing, and that's why he went back out there and played.
How did it just develop during the course of
the game? Yes, it did. No. I mean, I could just tell that something, you know, was going on. So that's why I had him check with the trainer. They went through their process, and obviously our guys did an excellent job. Took him in, evaluated him from head to toe, passed every test. That's the only way he could come back out there, you know. I'm sorry. Yes, he does have a history in his past of migraines. He does. So we got through that, you know, and he was healthy and ready to go and went back out there. Oh yes. Oh no. He was fine. I wouldn't have put him back in if he wasn't normal. He was Deshaun again. You know, he was totally, like I said, he was cleared medically, he was cleared by me, he was fine. Our conversations were still good. We just didn't get it done.
That sequence at the end of the first half, I mean, you guys have the ball and you have a chance to maybe even get a field goal out.
Yes.
And you turn it over and
score. Oh yeah. That was a huge point in the game. You know, and again, like I said, I got coached better. We got to learn from that. You can't throw the ball back across the middle in that situation. Even if we just throw it out of bounds, we'll be okay. So we got to learn how to say uncle, you know, just like I told our guys. We haven't truly grasped that yet. You know, in this league, like I said, you can't turn it over. You turn it over, bad things happen.
Do you have a few minutes to get Kevin ready, or was it instant?
Instant. It was instant. Once he was out, and that's why Kevin's the backup quarterback. I thought there were some good things he did really well until we turned that ball over, you know. Again, the turnovers are going to always stick out because it either stops you from scoring points or it leads to other points for the other team, and that's what it did today. So, can't do it.
Was there any thought on that drive we're talking about? I think he might have picked up a first down. Clock was ticking down. Thinking of taking that timeout right before you got the false start.
No, we needed to take another play, see what we got, then take the timeout. You know, if we needed to. That's the way I was going to play that.
Where did you stand Deshaun's interceptions, especially the one in the end zone there where he's looking for Rashard to look like?
Right. No, I mean, I'm sure you guys, Rashard was open. He'd be the first to tell you he just threw a bad ball. I mean, he threw a bad ball. I mean, there's going to be some throws he wish he had back. I mean, the first one that went off Duke's hand. I mean, we were rushing, and so he's got to always keep his poise, and I think the clock was squeezing him. The clock was going down. There was a motion that was tied to that. He was trying to get that going and then just lost, you know, kind of the process of the play. And then the ball gets tipped off of Duke's hand, and here it goes the other way. So there were some unfortunate things that happened, but there's things that he will grow from because they need to happen, because that's when you got to keep your poise, handle everything, and it's okay. Either we take a sack or we throw the ball out of bounds, you know, we still get to live with the ball, you know, whether we punt it or kick a field goal or whatever that is. But if you turn it over, the other team now has it. Well, I mean, it's go back to the fundamentals, back to where we put our eyes, back to playing with our urgency. I think for him, you know, again, he's not going to play every game perfectly. So I do know that. So me and him had a great conversation on the sideline. He gets it. And I think he understands now more so than ever, you know, if you turn the ball over, your team doesn't get cracks at it. You know, your team lose opportunity to score, and the other team has now a chance to score. So, I mean, the score was 24-10, but we were down there several other times with opportunities and could have converted and made some plays that we didn't make. So, you know, again, he will grow from this.
How did it happen that Higgins, who just came off the practice squad Friday or Saturday,
and made some plays, you know, and that's why we elevated him. I needed him, you know, he had a great week, you know, and it allowed Duke to go back and do some things in the backfield for us. So I think, you know, that combination was good. It was the right thing to do. Rashard showed his worth, played, did some good football. So I think it was good at times, but I think we had to get away from it. Obviously, the score dictated otherwise, you know, and I think it's still going to grow. I mean, it's still early in the season, guys. We played two games, and I know our record is 0-2. I got it. But our running game is going to be what I need it to be. I just think what happens is, you know, the Florida game and how the game's going, there was a couple good runs we ripped off. We need to rip off some bigger ones as we go, and I think we will.
Oh,
he's not that kind of kid. You know, he's not going to get rattled by this. He'll go back to work with more resolve and understand that being on top of every little thing is so important, that how important every throw is. You know, not that it's pinpoint accurate all the time. You're going to miss some balls every now and then, but you can't miss them when the other team gets them. So he'll grow from this, no question about it.
To piggyback off Tony's question, like you said, it's early, but to have a guy go from the practice squad being your leading receiver, does that say anything else about some of the other guys right now?
I need to watch the tape. I know where you guys are going. Let me watch the tape. Until I watch the tape, can I tell you that? You know, we have plays designed for just about everybody that was out there today. Why we didn't make them, I can't tell you right now at this particular point in time.
Hey, the injuries, Coleman, Britt, and Jamie look like they got banged up
late. I think Jamie is going to be checked for a concussion. Coleman has a hand, and we'll check that out. And you mentioned somebody else?
Kenny Britt looked like he was slow getting up.
Kenny Britt, I think Kenny's fine. There was nothing brought my attention about Kenny.
At the end of the half there, obviously, we're talking mostly about the offense, but that was one where you probably needed your defense to make one play there.
Oh, listen, our defense tried. You know, they were trying to make every play that they could. You know, we can't keep putting them out there that way, too. You know, it's a team game. But, again, you keep putting those guys out there in that situation where they got to get them stopped after you turn the ball over, that's tough. I mean, let's just be honest. You keep giving good teams whacks at it, eventually they're going to crack the code. And that's what's happening. We're giving on offense a little bit too many opportunities to the other team's offense because we're turning the ball over.
Is the center quarterback exchange still a little bit of a work in progress? It seemed like maybe some of the delays were maybe just so loud. But
I honestly, Mary Kay, I think what happens, our tempo of getting in and out of the huddle to getting lined up is not what I want it to be yet. We're a little slow. We're a little slow in our process, and so we got to push that a little bit faster and harder. That's one big note I wrote down to myself and something I was talking to our coaches about on the sideline. Our tempo needs to be much faster.
How do you speed
that? Just coaching. We'll get that fixed.
Good. What do you think of Hogan?
Last one here.
I think Kevin did some good things. Like I said, I mean, that's what we expect Kevin to go in the game and do. I mean, obviously, if he doesn't turn our ball over right before half, I just would have liked to see where we would have been, you know, regardless of whether we scored or not, just don't turn it over and give them an opportunity to come back down and score. And that's what we did.